This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel carried out a pre-dawn aerial strike inside Iran on Friday, local time, U.S. media reporting, citing unnamed Israeli and U.S. officials. Iran said on state media its nuclear site is safe. The strike comes days after Iran launched a missile drone attack on Israel. There was no immediate public comment from the Biden administration on the incident in Iran. As lawmakers in Congress edge closer to a vote on a $61 billion security assistance package for Ukraine, a top U.S. intelligence official warned that help cannot come soon enough. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
CIA Director William Burns calls the situation dire and says Ukraine's fate may well hinge on what U.S. lawmakers do next.
There is a very real risk that the Ukrainians could lose on the battlefield by the end of 2024.
Speaking to an audience in Dallas, Burns described the U.S. supplemental assistance package as more than a lifeline for Kyiv in its war against Russia and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder.
The Ukrainians have demonstrated their resilience and their courage under fire. We have no reason to think that that's going to change, but we also understand the dire situation there right now, which is why, again, we would like very much to see the supplemental passed.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Millions of Indians began voting Friday in a six-week election. That's a referendum on Narendra Modi, the populist prime minister who has championed an assertive brand of Hindu nationalist politics and is seeking a rare third term as the country's leader. If Modi wins, he'll be only the second Indian leader to retain power for a third term after the country's first prime minister. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The United States has vetoed a widely backed UN resolution that would have paved the way for full United Nations membership for a state of Palestine. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The vote in the 15-member UN Security Council was 12 in favor, the United States opposed, and two abstentions. It was the second Palestinian attempt for full membership. The resolution would have recommended that the UN General Assembly, where there are no vetoes, approve Palestine becoming the 194th member of the United Nations. Some 140 countries have already recognized a state of Palestine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Google has fired 28 employees following protests over technology that the internet company is supplying the Israeli government amid the Gaza war. The firings confirmed by Google came a day after 9 employees were arrested during a sit-in protest at offices in New York and California after the company called police. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a meeting between Iraq's prime minister and Arab Americans here in the U.S.
Following a sit-down with President Joe Biden, the leader of Iraq traveled for a meeting Thursday in Michigan with the state's large Iraqi community. Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani's trip to both Washington and Michigan had been planned well before current escalated Mideast tensions. Michigan has one of the largest population of Iraqis in the nation, and many local Democrats have pushed back against U.S. support for Israel's war in Gaza following the Hamas attack on October 7th. Michigan has the largest concentration of Arab Americans in the country. I'm Norman Hall.
Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa has granted clemency to more than 4,000 prisoners, including some on death row, in an Independence Day amnesty. The amnesty coincided with the country's 44th anniversary of independence from white minority rule on Thursday. Authorities in Kenya are investigating the cause of a fiery helicopter crash which killed 9 people, including General Francis Ogala, the head of the country's defense forces. Kenyan President William Ruto confirmed the deaths after Thursday's crash in the country's western area. The president also said the country will observe 3 days of national mourning. 2 people survived the crash and are hospitalized. A 16-year-old boy accused of stabbing 2 Christian clerics during a church service in Sydney, Australia, has been charged with committing a terrorist offense. The teen spoke in Arabic about the Prophet Muhammad being insulted after he allegedly stabbed the bishop and a reverend during Monday night's service, which was broadcast live. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.